now more than ever we need Juneteenth.
Those were the words of Deatra Hassan, a board member of the Juneteenth Festival of Buffalo, as organizers raised the African Liberation Flag in Niagara Square on June 1st. It was the same day thousands marched through the city in protest. Demonstrations erupting locally and across the world, sparked by George Floyd's death, have been begging for a resolution to the racial inequities between blacks and whites. Buffalo itself has sat near the top of most segregated cities in the nation for two decades. But the University of Buffalo's Regional Institute estimates an additional $12 billion in wealth for area families if racial gaps are closed. Here's a current snapshot of the city. The latest U.S. Census figures put Buffalo's population at just over 261,000. About 47% identify themselves as white, 37% as black, and 4% as more than one race. Communities of color are spread throughout the city, but are more heavily concentrated in the northeast. Several neighborhoods on the east side are at least 92% people of color, while southeast neighborhoods are mostly white. Black families in Buffalo earn an average of $24,700 a year, while white families average nearly double that at $44,000 a year. That's about $850 more per hour. Data USA says the highest paid jobs held by city residents are law enforcement, including supervisors, who average more than $69,000 a year. That compares to the median salary of about $56,000 for Erie County and nearly $61,000 for New York State. Before the pandemic, the Labor Department reported unemployment across Buffalo was 4.9%. Now, that's lower than the national rate for blacks at 6%. However, unemployment for blacks in the city was nearly twice that of whites, and unemployment in some east side neighborhoods exceeded 20%. Looking at poverty, the U.S. Census puts Buffalo's poverty rate at about 30%, compared to a national rate of 13%, and it's remained nearly the same for the last 15 years. Deep poverty is also concentrated in Buffalo. Of those households living on less than $10,000 a year, nearly half are in Buffalo. The black poverty rate in Buffalo is nearly 40%, while the white rate is about 26%. Crime has dropped every year over the last decade in Buffalo, but the crime rate per 100,000 people is still twice the U.S. average. For violent crimes, which include murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, the FBI ranks Buffalo number 17 among cities with populations larger than 250,000. That's higher than Chicago and nearly twice the rate of New York City. Forbes' most recent list of the nation's most dangerous cities ranks Buffalo number 11. And if we look at other quality of life indicators, we find the life expectancy of blacks in Buffalo is 5 years shorter than whites. But in east side neighborhoods, where the minority population is nearly 100%, the life expectancy is 10 years less than the state average of 81. The high school graduation rate of white students from Buffalo Public Schools is about 75% compared to 60% for black students, and less than 30% of black families in the Buffalo-Niagara region own a home, while nearly three-quarters of white families do. The closing event for this year's Juneteenth Festival of Buffalo will be held in Broderick Park on June 21st at 6 p.m. The festival describes it as an opportunity to reflect and heal from the atrocities that were inflicted on Africa and African people. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.